With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good afternoon, everybody. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Yes, that's right. This is not John or Ken. This is Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. John and Ken are taking the day off, and I am filling in. So what does that mean? It means that mirth and merriment has hijacked the John and Ken show. Now, understand, this may be an uncomfortable emotion for some of you, but we're doing it anyway, okay? So that's just the way it's going to go. The team is all here to help us out this afternoon. Dave Calloway is on the board, keeping the trains running on time. Producer Kayla is my boss today, so she is holding us all together. My other boss, my life partner, my business partner, my best friend in all the world, Tina, is sitting across the desk from me. And Brian Berumen is in the KFI newsroom. Good morning. Or I say good morning. I'm so used to saying that to you, Brian.
I know. It's a weird time here.
It is a weird time. Good afternoon, sir. Good Friendship Friday to you. That's what we're calling it. I know. Sounds a little hokey. But, you know, it is Black Friday. But we're going to lead with the other side of things today. That's our goal. Now, let me just clarify something right off the top. I was supposed to be here with my partner, my good buddy, the Fork Reporter, KFI's Fork Reporter, Neil Saavedra. That was him right there. As is our custom, it has become our custom for Neil and I to take over John and Ken's slot and fill in for them on Friday afternoons, the Friday after Thanksgiving, in order to, you know, set the tone for you for the entire holiday season. He brings his expertise on food and cuisine and his amazing skills as a decorator and a creative. I bring my feeble home building design and decor skills to bear and what little I know about food, but enjoy thoroughly. And we basically put our superpowers together. Neil, calm down. And yet Neil is strangely absent from our program today. Why? Well, that's a really good question, because Neil ended up having some oral surgery on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Oral surgery from the cuisine guy the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah, I know. I know, Neil. So what's the deal? That's all I want to know. What is it with gum surgery the day before Thanksgiving? Is it some kind of masochistic diet plan? Did you have a coupon, Neil? Is that what it was? Did you get 40% off because no one else was coming into the office? All right, we're just going to leave it there. So I've decided that even though Neil is not here, Neil actually is here in the form of a creature who cannot speak English. Thank you, Neil. So Neil and I will be with you for the next few hours. And so I hope you enjoy your afternoon together. We've got all sorts of stuff planned. I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to give you some previews of what we're doing on our show on Home this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, we are doing the now legendary House Whisperer holiday gift guide. And we'll spend some time previewing just a smidgen of the holiday gift guide here for you this afternoon, and appropriate on Black Friday when everybody's in the shopping mode. So we're going to get you started that way. But we're also going to talk about things like events all over Southern California that are going to lighten up your holiday season. We're going to talk about trees. We're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about things that are both gift guide and food oriented, like grills and griddles and pellet smokers and pizza ovens. We're also going to hear from Chef Bruno, because we're right in the middle of Pastathon right now. We're in full swing, as you well know. So we'll be talking to Chef Bruno in a little while on the program. But the first person I want to talk to today, if you have listened to the show, if you've listened to any KFI show, you have undoubtedly heard that for the last couple of weeks, we've had a stunning tree sitting in studio with us, a 7.5-foot tree from Aldecombe that at first sat here undecorated, lit, but undecorated. And then last Sunday, live on my show, we had one of their magical house elves in studio with us who festooned the tree from top to bottom in just, I mean, it is department store-esque times 10. And now the plan is people have been going to visiting Aldic, putting their name in the jar, and we have chosen a name, and we are giving that tree away. And Kayla, do we have Darcy Beckham on the phone?
We do. We have Darcy.
All right, let's talk to Darcy.
Hello?
Hey, Darcy.
Hi, Dean.
How you doing?
I'm really excited.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. My heart is racing.
so you were listening to the show, and you went down to Aldic, and you put your name in the jar, and guess what name we drew out today?
I'm hoping it's mine.
It's your name! Darcy, you win the tree!
I can't believe it! I've been showing my daughter pictures as you guys were decorating it, and when it was just lights, and I can't believe I actually won.
You did win. Now, where is home for you, Darcy?
Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita, okay. All right, so here is the plan. We're going to work out the details, but I just wanted to call you myself personally to let you know that you had won this tree. I mean, this is gorgeous, and you know, regardless of how you decorate it in the future, this year it's going to be full-blown. Now, the trick is we can't get the decorated tree to you without damaging the decorations. So this is what's going to happen. Aldic has been awesome about this. They're going to come back into the studio. They are going to remove the decorations, break the tree down, bring it to your home, and set the tree back up again. But they're going to leave the decorations for you to replace, you yourself. But they will come, and they will deliver the tree, and they'll set the tree back up, get it plugged in. And then based on all the photos that you've seen and the Instagram Live that we've done, you'll be able to replicate and have the joy of decorating the tree just the way they did it, or doing it yourself. Whatever you want to do, it's all yours. It's your tree, and I want you to enjoy it.
Thank you so much. That is absolutely amazing. I cannot believe it.
All right, Darcy. Well, we're going to go. You have a very, very, very Merry Christmas, and enjoy that tree.
You too. Thank you so much again. I appreciate it. Thank you, and KFI and Albert.
There you go. All right. We've got so much more to come. This is Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, and Neil Saavedra. It's all right. We're just a little slow on that. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, filling in for John and Ken today. Brian Berumen has the news. John and Ken show. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, filling in for John and Ken today. Dean Sharp and Neil Saavedra recovering from oral surgery. Thank you, Neil. All right. Let's dive back in. We're lightening the mood today. No politics today. No reason to get overly upset about anything. It is Black Friday, yes, but we're going to take it as Friendship Friday, with the exception of what we're about to talk about, which is indeed Black Friday. Tina and I did something this morning that we have never done in our entire lives, which is we drove to the mall at 5:30 in the morning. Now, why? Why did we do that? To go shopping? Oh, no, 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 no. The last place you're ever going to find me on Friday after Thanksgiving is shopping for anything other than maybe an additional adult beverage to add to the spirits of the evening. But we were curious. We're both up. We're early risers, and so we're up. We're awake, and we were just curious. This year, 2021. What is Black Friday going to look like? You hear all the prognostications and all of the predictions and all of the estimations, but what was actually going to be the case? So we jumped in the Jeep and we headed down to the mall in our pajamas, literally, just driving around. And you know what? We found that most of the mall stores were open or soon to be open. I'm talking about our mall out here. We live out in Thousand Oaks, so it was the Oaks Mall. The mall itself was open. Most of the smaller shops were not, but the department stores were. Dick's Sporting Goods was, or getting near to. Nordstrom was just sealed up. I don't know. Nordstrom's just like, we've had it. We're opening it just at 10 o'clock whenever normal opening hours are. But here's what we found. We found it very light. People were there, but there were no long lines. And it was refreshing to imagine that because of all of the online shopping, I think, and because of the couple of years that we've had, that we weren't seeing people crawling over each other and, beating each other up and crowding in stampedes into the store. It actually just looked like, It looked like about the same amount of traffic that all these department stores get about an hour before they close on a normal day. Most everybody's gone, but there are a few people going in, and you pretty much have the whole place to yourself. I mean, there was just a handful. We drove by the parking garage, which has one of those digital meters that shows you that it's capable of holding like 1,500 cars. I think there were 50 spaces were taken up. So at least out on our end of town, Black Friday was not craziness. But apparently, Black Friday has still been a pretty significant day. The warnings about Black Friday has been that supply chain bottlenecks have led to short supplies of merchandise. I think we've all had at least a taste of that this year. In my business, in the construction industry, don't even get me started about how messed up supply chain issues have been. Many goods are out of stock. Think about all the things that are stacked against this Black Friday today. Supply chain bottlenecks, goods out of stock. Inflation is at a 30-year high. Discounts are not as deep as they normally are. Newly empowered workers, I like this from USA Today, newly empowered workers have forced wage hikes. And so many retailers are short-staffed. Or as Tina likes to call it, the B team is working. Every time, I don't know that this is actually the real reason, but every time we get like bad service or have to wait extra long in the last 6 to 9 months, Tina has basically just looked at me and she's like, B team, that's what it is. And we've got the Delta variant out there. There's still continued resistance to vaccination from a lot of folks. And yet, all of those obstacles, according to the National Retail Federation, the projection is that sales are going to grow today between 8.5% and 10.5% over what they were same time last year. So there you go. Online shopping is up, no surprise, almost 20%, 19.8%, according to Adobe Analytics, who measures these kinds of things. And they are expected to grow 10% from last year to a record, and this is just crazy, $207 billion. So, that's right, Neil. Records as shoppers return to the stores amidst relaxed or no COVID restrictions. So definitely a brighter, busier year than last year was, no doubt, no question. But for what we had come to expect, you know, and I guess if there was a silver lining, and I hesitate to use the term silver lining when it comes to a global pandemic. But if there was a silver lining to the effect it had, it seemed, didn't it seem before COVID hit that Black Friday was just growing into behemoth out of controlness? I mean, just despite all of the continued online shopping. So if anything, that has been tamped down back into sort of emotional decency again. So I was very proud of what we saw this morning as far as folks and the way they were behaving, and there just weren't great confusion or anything like that going on, despite the fact that people were turning out early. This just goes, by the way, to, and this is, pardon me for being a home designer here and a designer in general of living spaces, but this just kind of goes more to the ongoing struggle that malls in general, especially enclosed malls, are going to continue to have, because in my opinion, they are about 20, 25 years behind the curve, most malls, in terms of catching up to where culture is. Now, we all know, I mean, I'm not, I am interweb proficient. We order a lot of stuff. We do a lot of shopping and a ton of research on the internet. And so I'm good with that. I am also fully aware that brick and mortar shops are a necessity for so many things. I mean, there are things you just want to go and see and touch and handle and look at and in person before you commit. You just do. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's a little old school, but I just do. Okay. And yet malls have got to deal with the fact that fewer and fewer people are being driven to the mall out of necessity. And that's my point. Fewer people are being driven to malls and shopping centers out of shopping necessity because you can get it online. There's nothing at the mall that you can't get online. Zero things are at the mall that you can't get online, except for, like, you know, a hot Cinnabon, I guess. But, and that goes to the point. The point is that malls, in their general design, need to transition from this idea of you need us because we're a clearinghouse of all the things you need to shop for and the convenient one-stop place. No, the convenient one-stop place is now my laptop or my smartphone. So malls need to transition their identity, I believe, more and more, away from solely brick-and-mortar shopping zones to third spaces. A third space is a term that we use in urban planning that refers to a place other than home or work where people want to be, just for the sake of being, just to get out. And that usually is driven and led. The tip of that spear is usually restaurants and food service places and clubs and bars and things like that, where people just want to gather and be together. And then retail can be a part of it. So, all right, I'm going to get off my soapbox. But that was just a thought that I've had that I thought I would share with you, that you can encourage folks who are in such businesses to consider. Malls need to get rid of their endless sea of parking lot that just becomes this disconnect from the street to where they're at. And they need to become real places for real people to want to hang out. We used to hang out at the mall in the 80s, and it wasn't just for shopping, but we were still being driven by the fact that there was no better place to get stuff than there. Not anymore. Not the case. All right. When we come back, let's talk briefly about Small Business Monday. We're going to give it the attention it deserves as well. I'm sorry. Did I say that? Small Business Saturday. Monday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday. Let's talk about those things that are coming up, and then let's dive into some other things to do around the Southland other than shop. How about holiday events and activities? So much more to come. This is Dean Sharp filling in for John and Ken. John and Ken program, good, Good Black Friday to you. This is Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, filling in for John and Ken today. We are turning the corner and looking towards holiday mirth and merriment. So we have hijacked the John and Ken show just for today. Just for today. That's all. Just today. I promise. They'll be back in their stellar mood come Monday. All right. My co-host, Neil Saavedra, who's recovering from oral surgery that he planned brilliantly immediately before Thanksgiving so that I would carry the lion's share of the show. So if you hear what sounds like a wounded bear in the back, that's just Neil. Neil just, he's doing his part. He's pulling his weight. Am I bitter? No, I'm not bitter. No. Me? No. Not at all. All right. Hey, a couple of more thoughts. We were talking about Black Friday before the break. Just a couple of more thoughts on what's coming up shopping-wise, and then let's move on from shopping. Small Business Saturday. This is tomorrow, okay? As a small business owner myself, let me just tell you. I'm going to emphasize this, but I'm not going to belabor the point. So this is it. According to the Small Business Administration, there are 28.8 million small businesses in the U.S., which account for 99.7% of all businesses in the U.S. They employ roughly 8 million people. They make up 40% of all American retail jobs. All I'm going to tell you about small businesses, especially when it comes to retail, is simply this. Small business is where you find custom, it's where you find creative, and it's where you find craft, and it's where you find community. Small businesses thrive and embed themselves and become the cornerstones of any substantive community. So for whatever you were doing today, in terms of getting deals at big box stores and chains and all of that, please set your Christmas budget aside and patronize a small business tomorrow during Small Business Saturday and for the rest of the year. That's the cool thing about small business. You can establish a real relationship. There's a small business in our town. There are so many. I don't know. I shouldn't single out one. 507 Coffee, just a couple of blocks away from my house. Love them. Best coffee shop coffee house, I should say, in the area. And in the same shopping center, Soleil Soups, a soup company. Yeah, a soup store. And Tina and I go there all the best soups on the planet. So anyway, I don't know where we would be without our small businesses, because that is where Tina and I hide out all the time, in the small biz. Coming on Monday, Cyber Monday. So there's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. I don't even know why Cyber Monday is a particular thing anymore, because it's just every day is Cyber Monday these days. Neil? Quiet. Adobe Analytics, which monitors such things, expect Americans to spend more on Cyber Monday than even today. 62.8 million people plan to shop on Cyber Monday with all the deals that they're going to be handing out. And they will spend $11.3 billion over an average of 12 hours of shopping. There you go. Not really any new news for you there. Now, let us turn our attentions, my friends, to things to do over the next few weeks that aren't shopping or consumer related. You may spend a little money on them, but spending money on the things that I think are most important: experiences, Southland holiday events, and activities. I put together a little list, and it is just a fraction of what's out there. But my opinion is, the magic of the holidays, well, I'll talk about this a little later in the show. The magic of the holidays is really what you put into it. And so consider these things. You got to take some time. Take some time. Enjoy the fam. Get out. Do some stuff. Let's start with one of the biggies, the Newport Boat Parade. Have you ever been to the Newport Harbor Boat Parade? It's in its 113th year. And this is where, there's a benefit of going to a harbor filled with rich people's boats. And basically, for the next few weeks, almost every night, you go to ChristmasParadeBoats.com to find out the schedule. But almost every night for the next few weeks, you're going to see boats, big and small, just loaded with lights and decor and touring around the harbor. And you can either find a spot on the shore of the harbor and watch it all happen, or you can dive on to like one of the harbor tour boats down there that are serving, hot cocoa and adult beverages and, get into the parade itself and just tour around. And also, in addition to the boats, you got all of the houses that border Newport Harbor that do all of their Christmas decor facing the water. We've done it a couple of times over the years. It's never disappoints. It's cool. It's cold. You can actually justify like putting a coat on because you're on the water at night. And it's incredibly festive. The other thing, let's just, hit the top of the mark as far as elevation is concerned. Up at Arrowhead Village, Santa's Village, the best Santa's Village in the region is up there. It's now called Sky Park at Santa's Village. My daughter-in-law, Christy, and the boop, Olivia, who's five, just returned from there last weekend. It seems like last week. Yeah, they were up there, had a blast. It is not just a little shack with Santa inside. You sit on his lap and you move on and, pet a reindeer. No, this has got, it is like a full-on, like, amusement park up there with multiple things that you can do all up in the gorgeous mountain air, plus Santa and everything else. So you got to check out Sky Park at Santa's Village. And let's see, one more before we go to break here. Panto. You know what Panto is?
Panto.
Pant.
What is that?
He's really getting out of control. You have my permission to cut off Neil's mic if you need to. You know what Panto is? Panto is a UK tradition that is starting to get more popular in the States. It's short for pantomime. And I know you think of pantomime, you think of like a French guy, walking against the wind, right? Or pulling an invisible rope. The word pantomime actually simply means exaggeration. It doesn't mean silence. And so a panto show in the UK is a family-friendly theatrical production that involves music and jokes and exaggerated slapstick comedy. And it's usually wrapped around Christmas time, wrapped around some fairy tales or nursery stories. Good, great entertainment for adults and kids, usually produced around the holidays. Panto at the Laguna Playhouse this year. Robin Hood and Maid Marian. I have no idea how that relates to the holidays, but I am told it does. And that is running from December 3rd through the 29th at the Laguna Playhouse, and it is a blast. All right, when we come back, we're going to dive back in, and I'm going to run through the rest of our Southland holiday events and activities. Why? Because it's the day after Thanksgiving, and now there is no denying it. The holidays are fully underway, and the next thing that we are looking toward is, the coming of the guy in the red suit at the end of December. We got so much more to come today. This is Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, filling in for John and Ken. Brian Berumen has the news.
I hope he won't forget to crack his castanets and to his reindeer say, O Pancho, O Vixen, O Pedro, O Blitzen, ole, 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 ole. Mamacita.
KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the John and Ken show. Dean Sharp filling in for John and Ken. They are taking a well-deserved day off today. It is the day after Thanksgiving, as you know, and is as is our custom here at KFI. We're taking the afternoon. Neil Saavedra and I, my partner in crime and creativity, our Fork reporter, we take the afternoon from John and Ken to give them some rest and to turn all of our hearts and attentions towards holiday mirth and merriment. And so we're here. with you this afternoon. Although I say we, the wounded bear that you hear in the background, that's Neil today. I've been giving him a hard time, but the reality is Neil had some surgery on his gums the day before Thanksgiving. I don't know. Don't even ask me why. The food guy had surgery right before Thanksgiving. I know, Neil. I know. And if you know, if you could actually speak, we would all like to know your justifications. But it's just the way it's going to be. Anyway, we are right in the middle of talking about non-shopping related events that you can go to with the family. What's up next on the list here? Ice skating. They're still, despite the fact that it's going to be a warm, relatively, and dry couple of few weeks here, there's still a ton of outdoor ice skating to take place over the Southland. There are two outdoor rinks in Huntington Beach, one at the Oceanfront Ice Rink at the Paseo Hotel and Spa, and one at Surf City Ice Rink. Hotel Del Coronado, for those of you down San Diego way, is going to have skating by the sea from, I think, now until, it's already going on now and through January 2nd. Of course, the Irvine Spectrum Center, there is an outdoor rink right under the big Ferris wheel out there, or the giant wheel, as they call it. The LA Kings rink at LA Live, right downtown by Staples Center, is up and running. Big old tree right in the middle of that rink. There is an ice rink in center field at Dodger Stadium. You know, there's a Dodger Stadium holiday festival going on. You got to go to the Dodgers .com and find out what's going on with them. That is starting, I believe, today. Today's the first day and running through the end of December. So there's a ton of ice skating and stuff to do. Lots of really cool light shows as well, just to meander through. Everything from Descanso Gardens, the Enchanted Forest is up again. The Forest of Light at Descanso Gardens up in La Cañada, Flint Ridge area. If you haven't been to Descanso Gardens, it is just gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And at night, it's just a mystical experience. We went a couple of years ago. We might go again this year. The Forest of Light, it's just the way that they light everything there. It's just, it's so relaxing. Plus, snack bars, cool at night. I always say this. Here's the thing. Despite the warmth of the Southern California days, if you want to get into the winter spirit, you got to just get out at night and get yourself in situations where at least you have to put a jacket on. It starts altering your mindset. It does. Just there's no avoiding it. So get yourself out there when the weather is cool. LA Zoo is another one. The LA Zoo lights are running again this year. You can go at night, walk the pathways of the LA Zoo, see animal featured light shows and so on. Down at the Walt Disney Concert Hall downtown, this is fun. Home Alone screening at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. So, okay, yeah, we could watch that at home, Dean, on Netflix. Why are we going to the Walt Disney Concert Hall to watch Home Alone? Because they have stripped out the soundtrack, the theme music, okay, the actual score from the movie, and the LA Philharmonic will be performing John Williams' score live during the screening. Oh.
Sounds awesome.
That's the thing. So whether, yeah, right? So whether or not you're a fan of Home Alone, you got to be a fan. Everyone is a fan of John Williams as a composer. Fantastic music. So go and watch Home Alone. All the dialogue still embedded in the movie, but the music happening right in front of you with the LA Philharmonic live. Amazing. Also, there's a LA County holiday celebration on December 24th at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. And then you got to always hit this, right? Find somewhere in town, whether it's community theater or something more, where you can go watch, you know, Dickens, A Christmas Carol. The Christmas Carol right now is playing the Center Theater Group's A Christmas Carol is at the Amundsen Theater, starring three-time Emmy winner Bradley Whitford as Ebenezer Scrooge. And so there you go. It has won 5 Tony Awards, this show. It's a good show. It really is. That's at the Amundsen. And of course, not to be neglected, holiday light displays all over Southern California. You know, You go searching. You search the interweb for something near your neighborhood. Out here where I live, there's at least two or three large neighborhoods nearby. There's one in the West Valley. There's one in Moore Park. There's one in Camarillo. You know, those neighborhoods where for three or four blocks, they just go candy cane lane crazy. And what do? You just, you know, you grab a mug of a warm beverage. You drive down there with the kids. You park. You walk around, or you drive very carefully in and out of the streets, and you just take it in. That's all. You just take it in because it's a good thing to enjoy the magic of the holidays. All right. Did I have anything else on this list? Well, there's more stuff, but we're going to leave it there. When we return, let's turn the attention with my co-host. Towards food. I want to talk to you about Christmas dinners and the lessons that I have learned about serving up the perfect prime rib. We will talk about that and so many more things when we return. You're listening to the John and Ken Show. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, filling in for John and Ken today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.